This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 15. Madhavananda's prayers and realizations. So Lord Nityananda replying, Prabhupale shunakahi, tomare opai, ganga gata tume sajakaraha sadai. Lord Nityananda said, listen, as I tell you the means to receive blessings from all those that whom you've offended, you should construct a bathing ghat on the bank of the Ganga. So this is, of course, one of the punya karmas in the shastras to, it's called, this is basic punya, sukriti, to distribute food, anadan, or to build shelters for people to get safety or shelter from the rain or scorching sun. So you built some like chatai or chata type thing. To put lighting, if there's some place where the streets are there, you can put some gas lanterns or provide lighting on footpaths at night. And to make ghats so people can easily bathe in a river or in a lake. To make steps, build some steps, because otherwise it's very difficult. It's all muddy on the banks, you slide in, you can't get out. And I've seen that practically, I've had that experience. When there's no bathing ghat, sometimes it's very difficult to get into a sacred kund and get out. It's all slippery. And so Nityananda is suggesting you build a bathing ghat, and then this is a very great way to get free, get lots of sukriti, and because that bathing ghat, of course, will be used by all the people that you have offended. Suke loka jakana karibe ganga snan takana tomare sabe karibe kalyan. Nitai continued. When people happily take bath in the Ganga, they will all bless you. Karibe kalyan, they will give you fortune and blessings. Aparada banjani gangara seva karya ihate adikava tomara kon bhagya. Nitai continued, serving the Ganga will counteract your offenses. Aparada banjani ganga seva karya. Pretty easy, Bengali. Ganga Seva Karya. By serving Ganga, then that will break your aparads. What could be more fortunate for you than this? Adika. Adika vaut tamara kon bhagya. So very extra fortune you get by doing this. So the Lord replies to these prayers. There was, of course, we mentioned there were 75 prayers offered by Madhavananda to Nityananda. Of course, the beginning of the prayers, which is a standard, generally, when you see, whenever prayers are offered by demigods praying to Vishnu when they're in difficulty in the Bhagavatam, harassed by some demon, the general standard is, actually, whenever we approach a glorious person or an exalted person, first we approach them with glorification. And then at the very tail end of the prayers, we say, oh, by the way, I have a request. It's like going to see your father. Oh, my dad, you're such a wonderful person. You're such a good cultured person. You're so intelligent and educated. And you built such a beautiful house and raised such a wonderful family. And you're such a kind and loving husband and father to all of us. And you're so famous in the community. And your father's saying, yes, yes, yes. Oh, and by the way, can I have $100? So this is an old trick that's been going on since time immemorial. When someone is begging for something, this is the proper way to do it. So another version of that that pujaris learned in Indian temples, the smart ones, when people come for darshan, then they say, oh, Prabhu, take some aprasad, take some charnamrita, have a garland, and how are you, this, that. And they make you feel really good. And then you think, well, this is a nice temple. This is a nice pujari. I think I'll give him a donation. And usually he doesn't have to ask because he treats you so well that you feel inspired. Give and take. He's given his love and his mercy, so you want to give what he needs to carry on his work. Or if he may butter you up and gratify you and give you all kinds of goodies, maha goodies, and then he will ask for something. I remember in Tota Gopinath recently, we were there in Puri and Yatra, so we were receiving different favors and darshans, charan darshans and whatnot from the pujari. Then he came after Mangalarti one day and said, listen, you know, you're here for some days. How many days are here? I said, we're leaving in such and such a day. So listen, I want you to do some nice service for Radharani and Gopinath. I say, what is that? He said, I don't know yet. I have to pray to Swamini. I thought, this is really it. This is one of the most clever approaches I've ever heard. but he said, I have to pray to Swamini, to Radharani, to reveal what she wants, what service she wants you to do. And I thought, this is really good. If I ever was, I'll keep this in my samskaras. If I ever take birth as a panda, I'm definitely going to use this line. So, because I never heard this approach before. Usually they say, we want to make a new mandap here, or can you give a lakh? It's very particular, but this is a very mysterious approach. Very romantic and mysterious. I have to pray to... I said, what service do you want? Let me, in other words, so you tell me what you want, and I'll see what's in my pocketbook here, see if we can match our needs and whatnot. And he said, well, I want you to build this. I said, I can't do that. Yeah, I said, yes, or no. Whatever I could do, I would do. But that, he caught me off guard. He said, I don't know yet. I don't know. You're here for a few days. You let me think. I'll pray to Swamini. I'll pray to Radharani. And then she'll reveal something. But I can say this, that you know, you and your people, you should do something big for Radharani. You should do something big for Radharani. So he gave me a little idea that get ready, it's not going to be a 500 rupees donation. It won't be 1,000 rupees. It's going to be something big. And then I walked away and I was thinking, well, what means big in his mind? Because big in a rickshawala's mind is 500 rupees, but big in an industrialist mind is 500 crores. So depending on the size of the mind, that's what big is. You know? Big for a two-year-old is 100 rupees. You give 100 rupees to a two-year-old. Oh, wow, 100 rupees. It's not very big for an industrialist. So lo and behold, after a few days, then he hatched his plan. And he came and met us and said, Radharani, you know, she wants you to do a nice service. She revealed to me this, that. And so he ended up getting 26,000 rupees. So that was, I appreciate that approach. That, I mean, we were already open for the idea, and we even had money for to give something already. And he just stretched our idea a little bit, and we engaged a few others in the offering. So this principle has been employed here by Madhavananda. He's a Brahmin, and he is offers 75 prayers to Lord Nityananda, because he, in fact, is the transgressor. He is the aparadi. He's the one, Madai, not Jagai, but Madai threw the pot at Nityananda. And he was going to throw again another pot after cutting his head once with the first broken pot. But then Jagai, his brother, younger brother, I suppose, reached up and grabbed his arm and said, no, stop, he's avadhuta, he's bleeding, stop. And because Jagai did that and protected Nityananda, later, when Lord Chaitanya came there to kill them with a chakra, then that was told to him. Then, so he was very merciful to Jagai right away, because he protected his devotees. So Lord Chaitanya forgave Jagai right away and accepted both of them. But still, although Lord Chaitanya took away the sins of both of them and accepted them, he didn't directly, personally relieve Madai from his aparad. So Madai had to clear his account. Madai had to control, clear his account with Nityananda. So he's taken this opportunity to do that. So he's offered 75 prayers, and the first 70 prayers were all about glorifying the unique position and spiritual identity, the ontological position of Lord Nityananda. Oh, I know you are not simply Nityananda, you are Anantashesh, and you do all these different things, and you are Lakshman, and you have all these pastimes, and you are Balaram, and you have all these pastimes. So he said all these things, which were all, of course, tattva and siddhanta, and true, the Nityananda Charita throughout the different ages. And Nityananda Charita in the spiritual world, and also in the material world, and all the different planes of existence where he's rendering service to the Lord and enjoying his personal leelas, were depicted in various shlokas in the prayers of Madhavananda. But then finally he got to the point. And 70 prayers were offered in a standing position. He was standing. And the last four prayers, he fell on the ground at the feet of Nityananda and took the feet of Nityananda, held him to his chest, and he started getting right to the point. I've offended you. I've cut your body, and I'm such a sinful person. There's no one more sinful than me. I should be condemned forever, but please, your nature is to forgive people and be compassionate, so please forgive me. I beg you. So this is the atonement procedure that was dealt or given out by Nityananda. Was, it's interesting, he didn't say anything. He said, I forgive you. Who have you offended? Then he said, listen, so Lord Nityananda just accepted him right away, but then he made a second appeal. What about all the other people I offended? How will they forgive me? How will I clear my account with them? Many of these Navadvipasis, I drove them out of their house, and I robbed their house, and I burned their house down. I used to like to see burning houses. It gave me a lot of happiness. I like fires. Some people are fire bugs. Little kids, they like to set fires. They like to see flames and fires, because they're people like that. Some people like water element. Some people like earth element. Some people like fire element. That's the nature. Prakriti. So he would do that. So he certainly hurt so many people, and how will he get forgiven? Because Madhai was saying, I don't know how many people. I can't make a list. Well, I've offended Krishna Das and Chaitanya Das and Radhika Dasi, and he can't make the list, because there's so many, there's untold number of people. I've been here engaging in dacoitry and robbing and arson and all kinds of crimes and sins. I don't know, because when I go to rob people, I don't know who they are. It's dark. There's no lights, and I have my face covered, and just my eyes, so I don't know who I robbed. I don't have the name and names of the people. You meet somebody on the street and you rob them. You don't know their names. And excuse me, can I have your ID for? Okay, no, give me all your money. He didn't take a photo ID of everyone he robbed. So how will I get forgiven? So then Nityananda said, you have to do seva like this. You serve the Ganga. You serve the Vaishnavas by engaging this. It's two things. On one level, it's Sukriti. Following Mukhi Sukriti. It gives fall in the material world. And it's also Bhakti and Mukhi Sukriti. Because it's not just a bathing ghat on any river for anybody. Because that's, you take any river, it's not a sacred river, but any river or any lake or pukur, and you provide nice steps and stone steps for people to comfortably and safely enter and exit from that bathing water. And then that's Sukriti, and you'll get result, reward from that next life. Generally, you become very clean next life. You have a very clean mind, a very clean situation, maybe born as a Brahmin. Many different falls are there. You do this activity, you get this result. Punya karma, punya fall. Good deeds, good result. Good actions, good reactions. So, but in this case, not only was it a bathing ghat, but it was not a regular river, it was a Ganga. And it's not regular people, it's Vaishnavas. Not only Vaishnavas, but Gauranga Bhaktas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The very Vaishnavas, devotees of Nityananda. And devotees of Chaitanya. So he was getting a lot of mercy for his money, so to speak. His investment of making the bathing ghat, he's getting Falun Mukhi Sukriti and Bhakti Mukhi Sukriti. Because he's providing facility, not only steps, but also platforms at the bank. On the bank, he would provide some platforms next to the steps. So when people come, they bathe in the Ganga, and after they bathe, then they do Ganga Puja. They offer aarti to Ganga with flowers and agarbatti and deepam. And then, because he's provided facility for that puja, then he gets some result of that puja for everyone that's doing Ganga Puja. Because he's made facility for them to come bathe in the Ganga and also come worship the Ganga. And the Ganga is a parishad of the Lord. So then he's getting some result of their puja. So that's bhakti. That gives some bhakti, sukriti. So this is a very clever and very unique remedial measure that Lord Nityananda has given to Madhavananda Madhai. When people happily take bath in the Ganga, they will all bless you. For example, if you go somewhere, for example, Surabhi Kund, We've been going to Surbikon since 31 years. With some Vaniya from Mathura a few years ago, I made all new steps in Chatta, you know, Chattas or whatever, you know, Chatris, you know, these little dome things in the corner. And it's at Surbikon, it's at Govardhan, at least the one I'm speaking of. And it's very easy to bathe and very comfortable, and you can sit there under those dome things and chant away from the sun. So I remember going there with a large, we took a large yatra there. We usually stop there when we do Govardhan Parikrama, and we have Harikatha there and some bathing in the march every year. And actually the devotees eat over there also, because he made so many platforms and steps all around the, so everyone takes their breakfast there, prasadam. So everyone's very happy. It's very comfortable, easy to bathe. Everyone's laughing and splashing. And so all the Vaishnavas are very happy. So it says people that happily take bath in Ganga, they will all bless you. So when we were bathing, we were thinking, oh, who has made such a nice arrangement for us to bathe and take our prasad here? That's a very lucky person. If you look around, you'll find some plaque somewhere that says so-and-so Agarwal from Mathura or something. So in this way, people remember his name. Pious, religious people remember his name happily in a holy place. And by that remembrance, then he improves in his own sukriti, in his own devotional piety. So this is a very nice thing. It's called Dham Seva. Very powerful. But in this Dham Seva, he's also doing Vaishnav Seva and lots of Sukriti. So these are the replies that Naparada Bhanjani said, serving the Ganga will counteract your offenses. What could be more fortunate for you than this? So these are the, he's saying, these are the reply of Nityananda. Kaku kari sabare kariha namaskar tabe sabha aparadha shami bhaktomar. Nitai said, humbly offer your obeisances to everyone, then all your offenses will be forgiven. Kaku kari sabare kariha namaskar tabe sabha aparadha shami bhaktomar. So, it's a very inspiring posture and activity. When Lord Nityananda is saying this, I mean, if you accept that Chaitanya Bhagavat is Shastra, which we certainly do, it's written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, Veda Vyas incarnate. In fact, he said, you know, he's saying, I'm not writing it. It's going on by the Lord, directly written by the Lord. And this is a direct quotation. Kaku kari sabare kariya namaskar tabe sabha aparada shamiba tomar. If you just take out this shloka, this is praman, shastra praman, evidence of shastra. Because we do the same thing with Bhagavad Gita. We take out a shloka, sarva dharman pratyajama, and we make a whole life, we can change a whole life with that one shloka, isn't it? Sarva dharman pratyaja mamekam sharanam prajaham tvam sarva papavyam. It's only one shloka. There are 700 shlokas. But you take out one and say, realize this shloka, follow this shloka, surrender everything, take shelter. What are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Masucha, don't lament, don't be afraid. I'll take care of everything. Aham. I'm there. My stamp is there, government stamp. Attested, notarized. Krishna says, aham, the speaker of Gita is aham, Krishna. Aham, aham, Krishna, aham, Bhagavan, aham. Anyone wants to say that? Come on. So Pondraka, he says, Pondraka says, hey, aham, 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 Bhagavan. See, Pondraka had four arms. Chaturbhuj Narayan, Pondraka. But two arms were made of cardboard. Two arms were human arms, manush bhuja, human arms, but two arms were cardboard, kagas bhuja, paper arms. So then, but the Bhagavan, Dwarkadish, Dwarkanath, Narayan, Vishnu, Krishna, he said, aham Bhagavan, and he said, I'm going to drive you to hell, I'll see you as Bhagavan. So of course, Krishna defeated Pondraka and established his Bhagavatva. His Bhagavatva, that his nature, that he's the supreme Swayam Bhagavan and no one else. Asamurdva. Asamurdva. No one is equal to Krishna, no one's above him. Asam, no one's equal. Urdva, no one's above him or greater than him. So this is nice instruction. So this is Bhagavad Gita, right? So now you take this Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is Srimad Bhagavatam, take this one shloka of Nityananda's teaching, Nityananda Shiksha. And what do we see? Say we just take this one shloka and say, what is this one shloka telling us? God is saying, if you offer obeisances to everyone, doesn't say Vaishnava, says Sava, everyone. Doesn't say Vaishnava, it could say Vaishnava also. There's so many people, they're all Vaishnavas, but there's some Muslims also, and they also do Prikma of Radhakund, whatever kind of Muslims they are. They're not Vaishnavas, they're born Muslims, and if you ask them what's your religion, they'll say Muslim. Right? But they're going Radharani Prikma, maybe for exercise or whatever. Doing Radharani Prikma doesn't mean that they're Vaishnavas. But he's not saying Sub Vaishnav Namaskar. He says Kaku Kari Sabari. Sabari. So this is, then we can establish a point of siddhanta here. Offer obeisance to everyone, humbly, offer kaku. Kaku means humbly. Kaku. Interesting word. Kakukari. Do it with kaku. Kaku means humility. Humbly offer your obeisances to everyone, then all your offenses will be forgiven. So oftentimes people ask us, they say, Maharaj, you know, I've made a lot of offenses. I offended this person, that person. Some of these people have died. They've left. These Vaishnavas have died because we've been around a long time, and Prabhupada disciples at least. And we've been here 30 years, 35, 40 years, some of them. And during those 35, 40 years, a lot of Prabhupada disciples have left. And I've offended some of those in my early days or later days, whatever. But that's the same idea that Madhai is giving here, is that I've offended people I don't even know. I don't even know who I've offended. I don't even know who I've offended. What to speak of knowing who I've offended. I've offended somebody that I know, and I've offended somebody I don't know. So that's called, we sometimes see prayers where devotees pray, oh my dear Lord, please forgive me for all the offenses I've made to these Vaishnavas, so-and-so and so-and-so, and all the offenses I've made knowingly and unknowingly. Please forgive me for all the offenses I've made knowingly and unknowingly. Because even unknowingly we're offending Vaishnavas. So they unknowingly committed offenses. And the other thing that was very interesting is if they were actually humble followers, they would have said, well, he's turning around, we should turn around. Right? You know, they have a term in English called follow the leader. But in India, one thing I found is that everybody's the leader. One thing I found out about India is that everybody's a leader. And it's a little different in the West. If you're the leader, oftentimes when you have a group of people, you're going somewhere, an outing or whatever. I remember when I was in Karma, you say, okay, who's the leader here? Who knows where we're going? Who's going to lead? Okay, I know the way. Okay, you lead. Then everybody just follows. And everybody gets in their cars and they follow. He turns left, and we turn left. We end up at some lake somewhere in the country. We have a little picnic or whatever, and swimming, you know. But in India, you have the same thing in India. Who knows where that picnic spot is, that lake? Okay, you follow me. So someone's going, he doesn't know the way. I know a shortcut. and one car will go this way, and then the other two cars will overtake him. They go, he's going too slow. And they'll go, and they'll beep, beep, we know the way. And they go beeping, and they go in front of him. And then there he sees there's a little dirt lane. And, oh, this is it. And then he turns off because he knows. But the other two cars went 2 miles in front of him because they're so smart. And so they get lost, they call it now, they have cell phones. Where are you? Oh, we're 10 miles the other way, you know, backside. So this is a little bit difficulty about trying to do any leading in India. I gave up because everybody in India is a leader. Everyone's a leader. Everyone's their own guru. And, you know, humbly following somebody is like a thing of the past, it looks like. But this is an interesting point, you know, he's saying here too. So we can consider that we should offer more obeisances would probably be a good idea. Upadesha pahiya madai tatakshan chalila prabhure kari pahu production. Receiving Lord Nityananda's instructions, Madai then circumambulated the Lord and departed. There's always such wonderful behavior exhibited in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Bhagavat, especially. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are some behavioral exchanges here and there, but it's a very high Rasa Shastra and mostly Siddhanta there. There's not so many behavioral exchanges in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's much Siddhanta there in philosophy. Of course, lots of Leela, Mahabhav, Leela of Mahaprabhu and Radharani. Krishna's experiencing that. But the exchange, and there's lots of behavior also, but not like Chaitanya Bhagavat or Srimad Bhagavatam. Narada Muni comes to visit Krishna in Dwarka, and Krishna rises up immediately to greet the sage. And he's just a jiva tattva. Narada Muni's jiva tattva. And this is Vishnu, Swayam Bhagavan Vishnu, rises up to greet him, welcomes him with sweet words, and then bathes Narada Muni's feet, sprinkles water on his head and on the heads of the queens, and offers him a feast. So this is proper behavior, because Lord Krishna is acting and playing the role of a kshatriya. And now a Brahmin, a saint has come, a son of Brahma. So he's showing a proper etiquette, proper behavior, behavioral exchanges of the ideal caliber to establish the perfect behavior within the Varnashram system, Varnashram Dharma system. So here, Madai, he's circumambulating Lord Nityananda and departing because all his desires have been fulfilled by the Lord. He wanted to be forgiven, the Lord forgave him. He wanted a means to be forgiven for all the offenses he made to all the Nadiyavasis. So Lord Nityananda has given him that means. So now his work has been accomplished. He's come to the Lord, received what he wanted, now he's leaving. And obviously he must be going to the Ganga to commence his work of building. Krishna, Krishna, Balite, Nayan Padejal, Ganga Gata Sajakari, Dekaye Sakal. Tears flowed from Madhavananda's eyes as he chanted the name of Krishna. Everyone watched as he built a ghat on the bank of the Ganga. Ganga ghat, Sajja Kare Dekaye, Dekaye Sakal. Well, that's a standard Indian response. One guy works and 50 guys watch. This is standard Indian work engagement. So there's one guy digging the hole, 10 guys telling him how to do it better. 10 guys telling him how to do it better. And there's 50 guys who are just watching and passing comments on how well he's doing it. Isn't it? 10 guys will tell him, no, you can do it like this, do it like that. And they're like really involved in it. They're really completely involved with everything but shoveling dirt. They're telling him how to hold a shovel and how to dig this way and that way and how to throw the dirt. The 10 advisors are doing nothing but giving him, just distracting him from his work. And then there's the 50 onlookers who are giving ratings to his performance. So here it's the same way 500 years ago in the Ganga. Everyone's watching. Now this is very significant for a lot of reasons, which I'm sure you're aware of. But one is that Madhavananda is a Brahmin. And making bathing ghats is not exactly the work of a Brahmin. This is 500 years ago when it was very strict. Varnashram system was still intact in India, especially in Navadvip and Bengal. Even today, when you go to Navadvip, you find how caste conscious it is. Extremely. The city of Navadvip is extremely caste conscious. If you start to mix up and go in any Brahmin's house, you'll find out all about how caste conscious they are and about all rules of cleanliness and purity. I mean, they eat fish and all these other things, but they're really strict on mixing of castes and who can go where and walk where, and only certain classes are allowed inside the temples. Chamras, bungis aren't allowed inside the temples, and many, many things like this. So that's now. What to speak of 500 years ago? It's just, for example, if you have some gutter in front of your house, some drains in front of your house, you can't go out there, if you're a Brahmin, you can't go out there with a broom and clear those gutters. Because if you do that, then you lose your caste. You're not a Brahmin anymore. It's your house, it's your drains, but if you take a broom, you may go on a gumption, take a broom and sweep out that gutter and go in and throw that broom off somewhere on the side or outside and go take a bath and get dressed. So you're clean, but in terms of the whole society will reject you. You're nashed. You're not a Brahmin anymore. Because you touch the broom and the gutter. That's how strict it is. Even now. So this particular group of people does this work, and this group does another work. And you can't cross. There's no crossing. In America, everybody does everything. Or anywhere. It has to be done, you do it. If you're too lazy, you pay for somebody to do it. If you have energy and time, do it yourself. There's no like, hey, this is Brahman's work. Oh, this is Chamar's work. Oh, this is Dobi's work. But India is like so constipated with all these, constipated with caste consciousness. So things don't move, right? When you're constipated, things don't move. So they're constipated with caste consciousness. Triple C, right? CCC. So you can see that 500 years ago, this was quite an amazing thing. This Brahman, Madhavananda, is down there with bricks and mud and whatever, making some kind of bathing ghat. So everyone was really watching. That's alone for one reason. Another reason, they're wondering, what's he doing and why? Loka deki kare bhara apurva gayan sabare madhyaye kare danda paranam. People were greatly astonished on seeing this. Madhai then offered obeisances to everyone. Now they're going to be even more astonished. He used to throw stones at them and curse them. When he was lying in the Chorai in Navadvip with his brother Jagai, people would walk around and they were so afraid that even if the wind or the breeze passed over the body of Madhai or Jagai, because they were so fallen, contaminated and sinful, the people would be afraid if that breeze passes over Madhai's body and then hits me, I have to jump in the Ganga and take bath to become purified from that contamination by the air passing over the body of Madhai. And he would sometimes pick up a stick and chase them and beat them and break their arms and throw them down. And now he's offering obeisances. Gyane va agyane jata kailun aparad sakala shamya mori karaha prasad. Madhai cried, please forgive me, please bless me and forgive me for the offenses that I knowingly and unknowingly committed. Madaira krandane kanda ye sarvajan anande govinda sabe karaye samaran. Seeing Madhai crying, everyone else began to cry in ecstasy as they remembered Govinda. Anande govinda smaran. So everybody's remembering Govinda. Very interesting. The devotee reminds everyone of God. So seeing his extreme humility and his pleading with them and great surrender and submission to forgive him for his offenses, everybody remembered Govinda. Why did they remember Govinda? Govinda Smaran. Because they could understand that such a transformation, such an unbelievable transformation of character from the most vile of sinners to the most humble and sincere of devotees, Vaishnavas, would only be possible by the Achintya Shakti of Bhagavan Govinda. This is the Gatana Agatana Patiyasi Shakti at work, the power to make the possible impossible and the impossible possible. So everybody thought it was impossible. It's impossible, it'll never happen. How will Jagai Madhai ever be restored to normalcy and become sane, proper citizens again? What to speak of Vaishnavas? Now they're drunks and dacoits and gundas and murderers and rapists and robbers and arsonists, burning down houses and terrorizing everybody in Navadvip. The entire town was afraid and shivering in fear of them. And they were terrorizing everyone. Talk about terrorism, these were the first two terrorists. Actually, terrorism began with Jagai and Madhai. They were the first terrorists, and they were on Indian soil. They were trained up in Navadvip and terrorism. And they were terrorizing people in Navadvip. So we're astonished. The Govinda Smaran, they were crying. Oh, Govinda, Govinda, look at the mercy, look what you've done. You made the impossible possible. It's not possible for this terrible person. They were crying in ecstasy as they remembered Govinda, Ananda Govinda Smaran. Shunila sakala loke nimai pandit jagai madaira kaila uttama charit. Everyone heard nimai pandit transformed jagai madai into exalted personalities. So nimai pandit, everyone remembered Govinda, and that this power has come from nimai pandit. They heard that uttam charita. Charita means the topmost character. He had transformed them from the lowest of behavior and the lowest of conduct and character. They became the most exalted. Uttam. Uttam Bhagavat. Madhyam, Uttam, Adam. They were Adam. Because the other term that's used before, there's Adam. Adam means lowest. Adam. So they former they are Adam, now they're Uttam. They were Adam Charita. Charita. Adam means the most despicable, fallen, wretched character. The most heinous behavior, the most ignoble conduct. This Adam. Adam Charita. Now they're Uttam. Now the same author is telling, now they're Uttam. Uttam Charita. Topmost character. Topmost behavior. Lokas Tadunavartate. Yad yad acharati shrestas tatat evetarojana. So yat pramanam kurute lokas Tadunavartate. Krishna is telling in Gita that the acharya, whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So now Jagai Madai, they were so, no one would want to imitate what they did before, but now they're yad-yad acharati shrestas. Now they become shrestha acharyas. Acharya is a behavior. Acharya is a Vaishnavism. Acharya is a Vaishnav, Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta. Yad-yad acharati shrestas, tatat evitarojana. Their acharya, shrestha means the topmost, greatest person. Uttam, uttam charita. Uttam charita means the topmost behavior and conduct. Because this is the topmost behavior and conduct of a Vaishnava. This is a Vaishnava who's fixed in nishtita. Nishtita bhakti. Nishtita bhakti. What is the symptom of one who's fixed in nishtita bhakti? Trinadapi, sunichena, turori vasahishana, amanina. Amanina, manidena, manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. So what was he doing? Let's recap here what we heard over the last three verses, if we remember. He was doing kirtan krandan. Krishna kirtan krandan. Krishna kirtan krandan. What was he doing? Who's he? Madai. He was chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna with tears in his eyes, repeatedly. What does that mean? That means kirtaniya sadahari. Krishna, 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 Krishna. And he was doing this seva that he was ordered by Lord Nityananda to make the bathing ghat. So he was continually chanting. And then what behavior was he exhibiting? Uttam charita. What is the uttam charita of a Vaishnava? So acharya, yad yad acharati shrestha. So shrestha, a topmost uttam Vaishnava, then he's an acharya of behavior. He's an acharya of conduct and activities. And his activities are uttam, uttam charita. So certainly Madai is acting as an acharya here, and he's setting a standard for all the world to pursue. So his standard is Krishna kirtan krandan, chant, always chant kirtaniya sadahari, then show manadena. Manadena means show respect to everyone. So he's respecting everyone that's coming to bathe in the Ganga at Mayapur. He's respecting all of them, and he's serving all of them with his bathing ghat. So he's showing respect, manadena. And how is he exhibiting that respect? By offering his namaskar, sakala namaskar, to offering his obeisances to each and every one of them. So therefore, he's showing the utmost humility and the utmost appreciation of all the Vaishnavas. And the result of all that is that he's fixed in devotion. So this is he's a shrestha. So the Nimai Pandit transformed them. Shunya sakala loka haila vismita savabale nara nahi nimani pandita. On hearing this, everyone was astonished and said, Nimai Pandit is not a human being. So now the people, it's not saying who, these are all the astonished people now. They're discussing. Because if we're to see this in totality of the whole drama, because it is all being depicted on the movie cameras, often to say that we should enter Shastra like this. Because it's all these exchanges and voices and conversations are all going on in some sandini, some place, some field of action, kshetra. And then there's characters, there's actors and heroes and heroines or whatever. Lead character and supporting character. And there's dialogue and there's moral, there's teachings, there's emotions. All these are the elements of drama, the elements of life and the elements of rasa. So it's, first is a beautiful, that meeting, and now it shot with that was Nibrita Milan. It says that Madai met Nityananda Nibrita in a very quiet, lonely place. It was just only Nitai was alone. Because when we make an aparada to somebody, we should meet them alone. Now we meet, there's a group of Vaishnavas. Oh, Prabhu, you know, the other day I offended you, please forgive me. That's not the way to do it. It's not a commercial exchange. Getting forgiven for an aparada is not a commercial exchange. It's you offended heart. The offense is an internal matter. It's a private matter between you and that devotee. So it should be done personally, one-on-one, alone, no one else is around. Then you can get the true exchanges of hearts and true sincerity. It's not a public forum. We maybe offer obeisances generically. Okay, now let us offer our respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees, Lord, just like desire, reason, feel, compassion, all conditioned souls. Then we offer collective obeisances to everybody in the whole world. At one time, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning or something. That's good. That's very good practice, but... this is one point, also a nice point from the story of Madai approaching Nityananda. He offended grievously, bodily, most seriously, tried to kill Nityananda with his attack on his body. So he met him in a very private and secluded place so he could pour out his heart in all sincerity without any inhibitions. Because if we go, there's a group of people around, we go up and say, oh, excuse me, Prabhu, I offended you, please forgive me. Then you're doing a show. You're making show and drama. There's no tears in your eyes. You're afraid to cry. Even if you could cry, you wouldn't want to cry in front of all these people because then they might think you're humble or they might think you're actually serious about getting forgiven. So you make a joke out of it. And I've had that experience. People come up to me like that in a group situation. It's not the way. Shastras don't teach that. You made an offense. You didn't make an offense to a group. Your offense is made to one person. So if you want, you didn't make the offense. Okay, everybody, of course, that can also go on. I'm making offense to 10 people at once. But we're making offense to one generally, and maybe everyone generically. So to clear our account, we have to clear our account with one. I mean, when you're overdrawn on your account, you have to go to the bank, not to all the banks, but the one bank. Put some money in your account when you've spent too much money out of your account or wrote too big a check or whatever. So that's a nice story. But now the scene shifts now. It's not a Nibrita Nikunj or some lonely private place. Now it's a public place. It's a bathing ghat. It's broad daylight. The whole other setting was under a bunch of trees. It was dark. It was very dark, very private, even though it's not saying it's day or night. We're assuming it's daytime when Madai met Nityananda. But it's in the forest, it's a lonely place, in the forest, all trees, it's dark, no one's there. But now this is out in the bathing, and bathing ghats are out in the bright sun, there's no trees in the bathing ghat generally. I mean some, of course there can be. Maybe I stand corrected, there are trees on the bank of the Ganga, but there must be some clearing, or you can't have a bathing ghat. There's some small clearing is there, and it's a public place. And everyone was there, I mean lots of people were there, So if you were going to film the scene, you have to have a couple of cameras, one camera to show the Ganga, one camera to show the steps, one camera to show all the people gathered there, one camera to show the face of Madai. So there'd be quite a lot of shooting going on to get the full scene. And so they're watching, and Madai is busy. He's there, he goes early by himself, and he's working, and everyone collects what's he doing, as everyone usually does, what's going on, something going on in India, everyone stops to watch, and passes their comments. And so they say, oh, hey, what's going on? Who's that? Hey, that's Madai. My God, what's he doing? Was he drinking? No, he's not drinking. He doesn't drink anymore. He gave it up. He's with Lord Chaitanya. He's following the four regs. Not sure. He's following the four regular principles. Yeah, he's an ISKCON now. Not sure. What's he doing? Is he maybe he stole something. He's buried over here in the Ganga. He stole something from before. He's digging it up, trying to find it. Some buried treasure from before. No, I think he's doing something constructive. Looks like he's building some steps. You know, they're talking like this. Then all of a sudden, then Madai noticed, oh, some people have come. And the whole time, while he's down there building his steps, he's absorbed. He didn't even notice anybody gathered there. He's, Krishna, 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 Krishna. He's just crying and chanting Krishna repeatedly. Krishna, Kirtan, Krandan Kirtan, right? Then he sees some people. He goes, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And he goes and he makes a basin. Hey, what are you doing? Don't touch my feet. Hey, come on. You know, have to imagine. It's not all just, you know, when you read, like, just read these shlokas, you don't see anything. You don't see the three dimensions and four dimensions of it. There's so many dimensions. You just see some black ink and some white paper and some names, Madai, and some, there's a word, people. There's a name, Madai, Ganga, God, offenses, cry, ecstasy, Govinda, personalities, everyone, astonished, human being, glorification, true servant, supreme Lord, not a mortal being. So that's how we read. It says our mind and heart goes this word, that word, this word. It's like one, it's like length and width. The word is this long and this wide. Well, what about the depth? What about the consciousness? What about the bhav and the ras and the and exchanges? And udipan and anubhav and vibhav, sanchari bhavs. Sattvic bhavs. And then what ras is being exchanged here? What is the gona ras? What is the mukhi ras? It's all escapes us. But shastras are deep, they're profound, they're full of knowledge and full of prema and full of bhav, and they create attachment. So only one person was crying. Madai was crying and crying, holding on their feet and begging forgiveness. And then seeing Madai cry, then everyone else started crying. It often happens. That's like in a movie. Everyone's in a theater watching a movie. And then the guy slaps the girl or something. She starts crying. And everybody, all the ladies in the audience are identifying with the girl. And they'll go, there's like 300 ladies in the audience also crying, taking out their handkerchiefs. And all the men are there identifying with the guy that slapped the woman. So they're all like, yeah. Thinking it's like their wife or something. Have you ever been? It goes so 300 people looking at some light flickering on a screen and they're crying. It happens 100 times a day all around the world in movie theaters and television. So this is so. What do you think the same thing won't happen in living time, real color, real time? Madai's crying. It's real crying, not some fake acting. And he's holding on to my feet and crying, and his tears are falling on my feet. Okay, you offended me. Okay, you burned my house down. That's kind of bad. Well, good thing I had fire insurance, so I got it built up again. Look, this guy that's holding my feet, he's the guy that burned my house down 6 months ago. Now he joined ISKCON. And he's chanting Hare Krishna. He's a big saint now. So, and he's begging. He's holding out. His tears are falling on my feet. And he's looking up at me, crying, and begging me, please forgive me, please forgive me. So I'm, yeah, okay, kid. It's all right. Yeah. I mean, because we're so senseless and heartless nowadays, we probably, but, you know, 500 years ago, and what to speak, they're all Bengalis, and they're pretty soft-hearted people. So, and anybody has any kind of heart would naturally respond if someone is sincerely, someone offended you, and they come and hold your feet, and they're crying, and you know it's not some, you understand it's not some fake display, and their tears are falling in your feet. And you'll respond also by crying, naturally. So they're all crying. Now, what a scene this would make. If you see this on a movie, it'd be amazing. These tears and, you know, the people. Because this is the real characters, and this really happened. The Jai and Vijay, the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, coming into Gaura-lila. And people are speaking. You know, everyone heard, Nimai transformed Jagai Madai into exalted personalities. Nimai Pandit's not a human being. Nabuji Nidaya Jata Sakala Durjan Nimai Pandit Satya Karena Kirtan. So the people are going on. These are all the, on the bank, these are the conversations are going on. Sinful people blaspheme Nimai Pandit without understanding his identity. Nimai Pandit is engaged in real glorification of the Lord. Because sometimes they blaspheme. Why he picked up these, why he gave shelter to these dacoits? You know, they were blaspheming. He's a Brahmin, now he lost his caste by associating with these drunks. Jagai Madai. Nimai Pandit Satya Sri Krishna Das Nashtahaibe Jaitare Karibe Parihas. These are all the conversations of the people standing at the, on the bathing ghat, interacting with Madai. Nimai Pandit is a true servant of Lord Krishna. Satya Sri Krishna Das. Satya Sri Krishna Das. Anyone who criticizes Nimai Pandit will be ruined. It's interesting. Translation. Nashta haibe je tari karibe parihas. Says that if anyone laughs at him, it's actually what it says. Nashta haibe je tari, he'll be ruined. Nashta means everything will be destroyed. Anyone who criticizes him, parihasa. We have sankhetnam and parihasanam, there's different types of nam. I guess parihasa means laughing, but it means kind of joking, making fun of. Because there's sankhetnam, there's four kinds of namabhas, right? Helanam, sankhetnam, parihasanam. So it's a jokingly chant Hare Krishna. Oh, okay, Hare Krishna, you're chanting Hare Krishna. But still that gets benefit. So parihasa, they're translating here as criticize. So that's, but it's mockingly, laughing and mocking at someone, laughingly mocking someone, more than just criticizing. It doesn't get the full. Eduire bhuri bhala je karite pare seiva ishvara ki ishvara shakti dhare. One who can rectify the mentality of these two must either be the Supreme Lord or empowered by the Supreme Lord. So they're saying that people are conjecturing that if anybody can change the mentality of Madai and Jagai and Madai, that person must be God or Ishvara Shakti Dhari. Ishvara Shakti Dhari. He must be holding the power of God. The power of God must be acting through them. Seva Ishvara, he's either Ishvara or Budi Bhala Bhala. He made their intelligence good. Now these two, he gave them good intelligence. When you have good intelligence, inspired, pure, proper intelligence, then the result of such inspired, proper, pure intelligence is proper, pure behavior. Prakrita manushya nahi nimani pandit ebe se mahima tana haile vidita. Nimai Pandit is not a mortal being. Now his glories have become manifest. Prakriti manusha nahi nimani. So Nimai Pandit is not a mortal being. Prakriti manush. He's not a man made of material energy. Manush, man. Prakriti. He's a prakriti. He has a prakriti deha, transcendental body. So they're just saying this much. It's like neti neti. They're not sure. They're not completely sure. Because this is now, you have to think about it now. We've already covered chapters 13, 14, 15. So chapters 13 and 12 was Shatapraharya Leela, Mahaprakash Leela. So in Mahaprakash, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to a selected group of Nadiavasis revealed Mahaprakash, revealed his transcendental identity. Now everyone understood clearly that Lord Chaitanya is Ram. He is Vishnu, he is Narayan, he is Krishna, he is Swayam Bhagavan, he is Purna Bhagavan, Purna Avatar. So that, but who understood that? Gadadhar, Advaita, Haridas, Kolavecha Sridhar, Srivas Pandit, Sriman Pandit, Gangadas, all of the intimate eternal associates. Now and there, during the Gaur Leela, at this juncture of time, Madhya Kanda, they understood. But the other Nadiavasis were locked outside of Shiva Sangam, or prevented from entering the nocturnal kirtans, because one was only allowed to enter in those kirtans with Gauranga Agya, the permission, direct permission of Lord Chaitanya. So now he's revealed to his intimates, to his, you could say, his gang members. You have a gang leader, and you know your gang leader is great, but you don't know how great. Then one day he says, "Do you know who I am?" You know. "Well, you're Brahmin. I'm Gadadhara Pandit, and I'm Shriman Pandit, and this is Jagannanda Pandit, and this is Srivas Pandit. We're all Pandits, and we're all Brahmins, and you're a Brahmin. You're a Mishra. You're a Sharma. You're a Mishra." "Yes, yes, and you went to Gangadas's toll, and I went to Gangadas's toll, and we used to throw ink on you, and I used to throw ink on you, and you on me, and we wrestled in the Ganga, we swam together. You knew a little bit more of Vyakaran, but I knew a little more Kavi. You knew a little more Naya, but I knew some more Tarka. You know some more Ayurveda, but I knew more Jyotirveda." So like this, we're Brahmins. This is what they thought. But now, it's like, Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Vridayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorachusay. No. They were folded hands. Ah, ba, ba, ba. Murari Gupta thought that he was just a couple, that I was, you know, that Nimai was only a couple years below me in class. And now Murari Gupta, who is Hanuman, realizes that my Nimai is my Ram. He is my Ramachandra. He is my worshipable Bhagavan, life after life, yuga after yuga. So now they know. But the general populace, the masses of Nadiyavasis, they don't know the secret yet. So when they're on the bank, they know who Jagai Madai was, because they were terrorizing everyone for so many years. And they also everyone heard about it. They didn't hear about it because that was done privately, the liberation of them. But everyone heard about it. They heard something. "Did you know that Nimai Pandit, he has taken Jagai Madai into his fold? He's accepted them? And they're dancing with him in the kirtan. They're allowed inside the kirtan. Still, we're not allowed. They're right in there. They're in the in crowd now." "Huh? What? Really? That's right. I don't believe it. Let me ask somebody else." And they ask somebody else. So now that's why they're saying, "Well, we're not sure who this Nimai is, but at least we can say Prakriti Manush Nahi. He's Prakriti Manush means he's not a man made of material energy, but he." They're saying Manush, but he may be a Deva. There's Manush, and there's Manush, then Kimpurush, then there's Gandharvas, there's Kinnaras, Chanaras, Gandharvas, then Swargavasi. There's all different levels of, you know, of living entities. So they're not saying he's God. They're just saying Prakriti Manushanai, Nimai Pandit, Esa Mahima. Nimai Pandit is not a mortal being. Because some people were saying he must be either the Supreme Lord, that's what they said in the last verse. Or empowered by the Lord. Well, at least he's not a mortal being. He's not Prakriti Manush. So they're trying to calculate, but they understand. So tomorrow we'll hear more about this pastime. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai.